We live out our lives on the surgical unit. 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. We're together more than we're apart.
George's room is bigger than mine.
After a while...
I have more clothes. I should have the bigger room.
The ways of residency...
I got here first.
It's Meredith's house. She should decide.
...become the ways of life.
My room is like 2 inches bigger than yours.
Number one.
You have a bigger closet.
So why is everything a competition? I have a bigger
always
closet.
Keep
so
score.
I can't even find some of my clothes in there.
Number two. Do whatever you can to outsmart the other guy.
Everywhere else is filled with Meredith's mom's boxes.
Meredith? When is your mom coming back to town anyway? Because maybe we can put her boxes in storage.
Or unpack a few things, make this place a little more homey. Some throw pillows, some lamps, a few paintings.
Oh, paintings would be nice.
Yeah. You have all this amazing stuff just packed away. In the back hall, I found this box with like 100 tapes of your mother performing these amazing medical procedures.
Really? We should watch them, Meredith. You want to watch? Meredith, you want some privacy?
Number three, don't make friends with the enemy.
Morning, Dr. Bailey.
Shut up.
You realize that I'm an attending and you're only a resident. Now, you work for me, right?
I know I've forgotten something. Something is happening today. I know I should know what it is, but I just can't.
All right, nice talking with you, Dr. Bailey.
It's right in front of my face.
Watch out.
Fools on bikes killing themselves. Natural selection is what it is.
So what's up with the Nazi? Is she off her meds?
You never heard of the race?
Excellent board. Well timed, balanced, efficient. If all goes well, we'll have an early night.
Chief, dead baby bike race started 20 minutes ago.
All right, people, dead baby bike race day.
Every year, this bar.
Dead baby bar.
Every year, they hold this underground bike race.
Don't you wonder why someone would name a bar something so disgusting?
Keep your panties on, Andrew. The race is completely illegal and
crazy. A bunch of bike messengers racing against traffic trying to beat each other for a free shot of tequila.
Oh, wow. No holds bar competition sounds like fun.
Yeah, you would think that.
The race doesn't even have any rules, except eye gouging. No eye gouging.
We're able to be trapped in the pit, bandaging up idiots when we could be up in the OR.
What kind of people engage in a race that has as its only rule that you can't rip out the eyeballs of another human being?
Me, Georgie, Lynn.
I need someone to get up to the OR floor. The chief needs a right hand.
Oh, and yeah, number four.
George.
Everything is a competition.
Okay, people, the rules of trauma. Don't mingle with the ER interns. They don't know the ass from their esophagus. So fast discharge, fast to get bodies up to the OR yesterday, and don't let me catch you fighting over patients. Got it? Come on, let's go.
Oh, it's like candy, but with blood, which is so much better.
Oh my God.
I find it first!
Whoever said winning wasn't everything? Ooh, I'll take that guy.
You'll have to beat me to him first.
Never held a scalpel.
Heads is mine, tails is yours.
Why do you get to be heads?
Oh, because I have a head, and honey, you are a tail.
Excuse me. How do you manage to make everything dirty? Ha! Tails, there are plenty of other cases.
So go get one. I was here first.
I am not backing down so I can do sutures all day while you're up in the OR. This is a surgical case, and you know it.
It's superficial. I mean, it's cool, but it's superficial.
How do you know those things didn't rupture his peritoneum?
Because he's sitting up and he's sitting there talking to us.
Hello. Excuse me, I was wondering if you could take these out and sign me up so I could go on with my race.
Well, we can't just pull them out. I mean, we have to do some
Oh,
wicked.
Are you out of your mind?
It's a superficial wound. Sew him up and let him finish his race.
Good man.
Unidentified John Doe, mid-30s pedestrian, hit by a motorist swerving to avoid a bike. GCS 3, pupils fixed and dilated, atropine given for a pulse in the 40s, BP 183 over 112, pulse ox 98%.
Chest showed widened mediastinum, and head CT revealed cerebral edema. He's gotten 70 of mannitol, dexamethasone 10, and a gram of phenytoin.
Get him to the OR.
Is he corked?
Looks like.
The bike race claims his first victim. I'll make my AAA repair after all.
Dr. Shepard, he's not going to the OR?
No. Do an EEG and confirmatory tests. If he doesn't respond, 6 hours. Declare it.
Clear him what?
Brain dead.
Sir, Dr. Bailey sent me to assist you. Should I scrub in?
No. I'm stuck here all day. I need you on the floor monitoring my pre- and post-op patients.
Oh.
You got a problem with that, O'Malley?
No, sir.
A buddy of mine in 4451, Lloyd Mackey. Give him whatever he needs.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mackey, no smoking. There's no smoking.
Why not?
Oh, my God, you're in a hospital.
Your point being?
I don't know if you've listened to the Surgeon General lately, say in the past 20 years, but smoking is bad. Smoking will kill you.
Liver cancer will kill me. Smoking will just speed up the process.
You're at the top of the donor list for a new liver. There's hope.
Sweetheart, I've been at the top of the list for 8 months. I'm not in the batter's cage. I'm in the dugout, about to be traded.
You like baseball?
No.
Oh. The chief wanted me to look in on you.
Rich is a dear old friend. He's been my doctor for 30 years.
Well, whatever you need, I'm your man. Just name it.
Now, I'm sure I'll think of something.
Absent corneal reflexes.
In 55 minutes. If he doesn't respond to these tests in the next 5 hours, what? We're supposed to just stand here and watch him die?
If he doesn't respond to these tests, it's because he's already dead.
Technically and legally.
Actually, Izzy, actually dead.
He's breathing. He has a heartbeat.
Look at his EEG. There's no higher brain function. He'll never talk, move, or think again. There's no one in there. Think like a doctor, Izzy.
He could wake up. What about a miracle? There are medical miracles, you know.
I know. You're right. Miracles happen.
People do wake up.
That's why we do a series of tests over a set number of hours. So when we call time of death, we know that we've done everything in our power to make sure it's actually his time of death. But there isn't going to be any miracles. This is the hard part. To stand around as surgeons and not cut. But that's what do no harm means.
We should just go to the light already so I can get on another case. Oh, I'm the devil because I'd rather be in surgery instead of standing watch over the death squad. It's depressing.
Look at his sneakers. They're brand new. And somebody sewed this tear in his shirt. And he has one of those electronic key cards. He belongs to someone. An hour ago, he was out there alive. To simply stand here and wait for him to die.
It would be a waste of life.
Exactly.
It'd be a waste of organs.
You got a nice touch. And by the way, you are a rocking babe.
Seriously, do you actually think you have a shot here?
I like to think I've got a shot anywhere.
Look, you really have to let me take you for some tests. When a CT, you could have internal bleeding.
No, thank you. I've got a race to get back to.
Why? You can't win now anyway.
Doesn't mean I can't cross that finish line. There's a party at the finish line. Do you want to meet me there?
One test. A CT. I'll have you out of here in an hour.
Can't do it. Gotta go.
Okay, well, you realize you're leaving us against medical advice and that I strongly urge you to stay.
The frat guy said I could go.
The frat guy is an ass. Okay. Well, you have to sign an AMA form.
Colin, I will do anything you want me to.
What is it with you guys and your need to dirty everything up?
I don't know. Maybe it's a testosterone, eh?
Maybe. You might want to see a doctor about that, too.
There. That's for good luck. Don't worry, darling, you'll see me again.
For your sake, I hope not. What do you want?
You make out with patients now?
What, are you jealous?
I don't get jealous.
We had sex once.
And we kissed in an elevator.
And we kissed in an elevator once.
No, seriously. Well, come on, go out with me.
No.
You know, I almost died today. Yeah, I came like this close. How would you feel if I died? And you didn't get a chance to go out with me?
Get over yourself already.
Come on.
It's the chase, isn't it?
What?
The thrill of the chase. I've been wondering to myself, why are you so hell-bent on getting me to go out with you? You know you're my boss. You know it's against the rules. You know I keep saying no. It's the chase.
What's fun, isn't it?
You see? This is a game to you, but not to me. Because unlike you, I still have something to prove.
I know you see me resecting this bowel. Do I strike you as someone who enjoys multitasking?
We have a John Doe. In 3 hours, we have to declare him brain dead. We want to harvest his organs.
So why are you wasting time on this? You know how many patients we have downstairs?
If he dies, and he could still live now, his death should mean something.
Mm-hmm. And you want a harvest surgery.
I want to save lives. Okay, I want a harvest surgery.
Getting organs from a John Doe is a long shot. Without ID, you can't contact the family. Without the family, you can't get consent to harvest the organs. Let the poor man die in peace.
But if we can find the family...
And get consent...
We could harvest the organs?
If you find the family.
What are you doing?
Hiding. There's this VIP patient. He likes me.
That's good, right? He likes me. Go for it, man. Get yours. I'm down with the rainbow. Oh. Are you not gay?
No.
Really? Dude, sorry.
Christina?
Do you
think... Does Meredith think I'm gay?
Are you?
No.
Really?
Hey, we found this on our John Doe at the hotel key card. I've called the police and they're going to send someone over. Maybe they can figure out what hotel he was staying at. Get his ID from there. Could you make sure the police get it? Okay, it's really important. We only have a few hours before we have to declare him, and I'd really like to find his family.
You want their permission for organ donation?
I just really want to find him.
You have a potential donor? What's his blood type?
O neg.
Okay.
I know you probably can't hear me. And you're feeling this big push to go towards the light where everything's all halos and all-you-can-eat buffets and stuff. And I mean, sharing your organs is really great and all. But I think you have a family. I can feel it. So I think it'd be really great if you could do me a favor and get better. Just live. So you think you could give that a shot for me? I'm not supposed to. He's brain dead.
Well, Izzy, if he's brain dead, you have to let him go.
No. He's only been 5 hours and 33 minutes. He's supposed to get 6 hours.
Well, we can't do anything to help him live. It's not our place to make that call.
He's a person. We're doctors. We should have every right to make that call. We can't just stand here and do nothing while he dies. He has a right to the next 27 minutes.
Screw it. I'll get the dopamine. You get the blood. We'll transfuse him.
Do you feel any pain here?
No. You know, you really do have beautiful eyelashes.
Thank you. What about here?
No. And nice eyes. Kind. I like a man with kind eyes.
Really? You think I have kind eyes?
Mm-mm.
I mean, you can...
What are you examining me for?
Oh, you know, just routine medical stuff. You're doing very well.
Because I'm enjoying the view.
Okay. Well, I gotta go.
He's stable.
For now. I had a radiologist look at his chest. Found he has a traumatic aortic injury. He's going to rupture and bleed out.
So he needs surgery.
If he's going to remain a viable organ donor, yeah.
If he's going to live.
Is he?
No, I'm not giving up on him. He has the surgery. He lives longer. That's the point. So I'm going to help find the family. You guys find a way to get him into surgery.
She's the vice president of Fantasyland.
So who do we go to for the surgery? Bailey?
No, we need to go higher than Bailey.
Dr. Burke?
Hello?
Okay.
Dr. Burke, I know you're busy, but our John Doe needs an aortic repair.
The guy from this morning. Isn't he legally dead?
Well, yeah, he's kind of still around. We gave him 2 units PRBCs and put him on pressors.
On whose orders?
Mine.
You gave a brain-dead John Doe a blood transfusion without consulting anyone. And now you want me to repair his heart?
Well, yes.
You do enjoy crossing our line, don't you?
He is an excellent candidate for organ donation.
I am a surgeon. I save lives. This guy is already dead. Now, this is the men's room. Either whip one out or close the door.
You're asking my advice?
Yes.
Now, who's chasing?
Not funny. This is important.
Okay. You want to get around Burke? You got to find a way to get the chief involved.
What'd I do?
How close a match for the liver is your guy to our John Doe?
Very. Same type, same size. Unos couldn't find a better match. Why?
You're the chief's VIP, right?
Right.
How much would you kill to be in on the transplant surgery?
You underestimate me. I'm not a baby. I'm your colleague. You don't have to manipulate me. If you want something, all you have to do is ask.
We want you to go over Burke's head to the chief.
Ask me something easier. Sir?
O'Malley, how's Mackie?
Fine. Sir, actually, that's what I want to talk to you about. I kind of think that...
Me and the other interns, we think...
I'm not getting any younger.
We found Mackie a liver.
We are so going to hell. Burke is sending us straight to hell.
On an express train.
It works.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Dr. Burke!
Excellent work, sir. Excellent.
Flawless. It's a shame he's brain dead. If he wasn't, he would be on his feet in a few days.
I'm amazed at what skill your hands have.
I seriously hate that guy.
Alex is vermin. That surgery is ours.
At least Burke is doing the surgery. I don't care about Alex. George, you did good.
I'm going to have to dodge Burke for the rest of my career. He could kill me and make it look like an accident.
Here's your ticket. Thank you.
The police called. They've identified your John Doe. His wife is on the way. 50 CCs of the RBC.
Oh, my God. Kevin.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Citizen, this is Dr. Stevens. Now, if you have any questions at all, please call me.
Is there still a chance? We can hold off till morning. But if there's still no change, we'd like to talk to you about organ donation.
Mackie?
How are we treating you?
Except that beautiful boy won't let me smoke. You should reprimand him. Make him change bedpans.
Mackie, that beautiful boy may have found you a liver.
Awesome. It is awesome. You gotta smell me.
I don't want to smell you.
Oh, yes, you do.
You are got to be kidding me. Okay, I have more important things to deal with than you. I have roommates and boy problems and family problems. You want to act like a little frat boy bitch? That's fine. You want to take credit for your saves and everybody else's? That's fine, too. Just stay out of my face. And for the record, you smell like crap.
She attacked me.
Meredith. You know what? You might want to leave before I change my mind and let her beat you to a pulp with her tiny ineffectual fists. What?
Nothing. It's just... nothing. Oh, this one is skin grafting.
Skin grafting? No way. I
I've never seen that done before.
Are those my mother's surgical tapes?
We should watch the skin grafting one first.
Where did all this stuff come from?
Oh, I unpacked some of your mother's things. I was upset. And when I'm upset, I like to nest. Oh, hemipelvectomy.
I think we should watch this one first.
No, no. We're not watching my mother's surgery tapes. We're not unpacking boxes. We're not having long conversations where we celebrate the moments of our lives. And use a coaster.
I ordered Chinese food.
I hate Chinese food! They're everywhere, all the time. Izzy's all perky and George does this thing where he's helpful and considerate. They share food and they say things and they move things and they breathe. Ugh, they look happy.
Kick them out.
I can't kick them out. They just moved in. I asked them to move in.
So what, you're just going to repress everything in some deep, dark, twisted place until one day you snap and kill them?
Yep.
This is why we are friends.
Why is the Nazi making us stay in the pit 2 days in a row?
Leftovers.
Leftovers.
Gotta get the cyclists who are too drunk or too stupid or too scared to get themselves to a hospital yesterday.
Well, meanwhile, she gets to do a freaking organ harvest.
Kills you, doesn't.
What?
That two women cut the harvest.
No, it kills me that anybody got the harvest but me. Boobs do not factor into this equation. My son, you want to show me yours?
I'm going to become a lesbian. Me too.
Now, Mr. Davidson, this form simply says you consent to the donation of your husband's major organs, heart, lungs, liver, and kidneys. Now I need to ask you a few questions. Are you willing to donate his corneas?
But you want his eyes?
Corneal transplants can give someone back their sight.
I suppose that's okay. What about his skin? What?
It's used to help burn victims.
You want to cut off his skin? What about the funeral? You want me to have a funeral and have people look at him? Have his daughter look at her father and he doesn't have any skin? It's his skin!
What are you doing? I'm not a people person.
No kidding.
I can't do that. I can't talk to the families of patients. Sorry.
What's his name?
Who?
The patient. What's his name?
Kevin Davidson.
Remember that. Not Gorked Guy, not John Doe. Kevin Davidson. He's someone's husband. Someone's son. Not a collection of body parts for you to harvest. A person. No one said this was easy.
I owe you, George.
No, you don't owe me anything. I'm just happy we found the liver.
Well, when I get out of here, how about I take you and my new liver out for a night on the town? What do you say?
Mr. Mackey, no offense or anything. I mean, you're very handsome, but you're not my type because you're a man. And
George, I never thought you were gay.
You didn't?
Oh, child, please. You? Gay?
I'm sick, George, not blind.
Then why have...
Well, because dying is a get-out-of-jail-free card. I can be as bold as I want, and there's nothing anybody can say about it. So I flirt. Haven't you ever been attracted to someone you know you couldn't have?
Well, no.
What's her name?
There's no... I'm not... You know, this is really not... Meredith.
Meredith. To be young and in love. Let's go get that
No, I'm sorry. I didn't.
I never liked harvesting.
Why?
Like I said, I'm a surgeon. I save lives. This ends one.
I know you tried, so no hard feelings, okay? I was just...
You were saying goodbye.
Probably crashed his bike again.
How long has he been waiting?
Don't know. I'm busy on real cases.
He's all yours.
Viper. Viper? Are you okay? Viper!
Call up to the OR and tell them we're coming and page Dr. Bailey.
Right away.
Alex, let's go. Alex, push the damn gurney!
Clear the way. Coming through.
Somebody get the elevator!
Hurry, I don't know how long I can keep this room closed. Move faster, damn it!
This is a new one. Somebody get her off my patient. Meredith, go get cleaned up from Scrubby and Alex. Get back down.
Yeah, but I help.
Help? Yeah, they tell me down in the pit you only want to take the hot cases.
Every pack of interns, there's always one fool running around trying to show off.
And Alex, this time that fool is you. Get out. Somebody give me something to stand on. Lower this table. The mountain's going to have to come to me.
Count backwards from 10 for me.
Yes. You're a good friend. Best.
Shut up and count backwards already, Mac.
I'm not going to stay.
It's your job. You have to.
You're better at this part than me. I don't want to watch him get taken apart. Look at the vultures waiting to pick him clean. Every last one of them represents someone somewhere who's going to live because of Kevin.
Here, put it on.
All right, I'll be waiting next door when you're ready.
Everyone's waiting.
Okay, doctors, let's get this over with.
You are my joy.
Izzy. I'm going to sew him up for his family. He's ready if you'd like to see him.
His friends.
You all belong to... What's his name?
Viper.
Viper?
Yeah, we were in the race.
How is he? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
No.
No, he's not okay at all. He hurled his body down a concrete mountain at full speed for no good reason.
Hey, I know you all pierce yourselves and smoke up and generally treat your bodies like your grungy asses can't break down. Hey, that's fine. You want to kill yourselves flying down a concrete mountain? Go to it. But there are other people walking, people driving, people trying to live their lives on that concrete mountain, and one of them got his brain scrambled today because one of you little sniveling no good snot rag.
Dr. Bailey.
Okay, no. Your friend Viper, as far as I'm concerned, is not okay.
She's, really tired. But Viper's gonna make it.
Cool.
He's gonna live.
Bam.
Everybody go.
It's not the chase.
What?
You and me. It is not the thrill of the chase. It's not a game. It's your tiny, ineffectual fists. And your hair.
My hair?
It smells good. And you're very, very bossy. It keeps me in line.
I'm still not going out with you.
You say that now.
How'd it go? Very smoothly.
Damn. That means I'm gonna have to quit smoking.
Another way to survive this competition. A way no one ever seems to tell you about. One you have to learn for yourself. Number 5. It's not about the race at all. There are no winners or losers. Victories are counted by the number of lives saved.
Christina made us.
And once in a while, if you're smart, a life you save could be your own.
What are we watching? Ooh, this is the one where my mother
literally pulled his face off.
Yeah.